This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York City Council has banned new permits for Uber and Lyft-style cars in New York City for a year. It's the first city to do this at a time that these Silicon Valley disruptors are seen to be disrupting traffic and disrupting the lives of traditional yellow taxi and limo drivers. The City Council has also cleared the way to require the Lyft Ubers of the world to top up drivers' salaries if they don't meet minimum wage. Ryan Felton is a senior reporter at Jalopnik, the online publication covering transportation. Good morning.
Morning.
There have been studies coming out on many sides of this issue. What's your sense? Is there clarity now on whether the Ubers and Lyfts of the world make congestion in cities worse?
It's kind of a tricky question because I think people are right to say that there's a ton of different elements at play, but New York City's seen tens of thousands of more drivers working for these services in the last several years, and you add tens of thousands of cars to the road, that's going to create some level of congestion. You know, in Manhattan in particular, seen in that same time frame, for example, like its average driving speed has gone down a few miles per hour, which, you know, already makes slow moving traffic even more of a terrible experience for a lot of people.
Because in some cities, maybe outside New York City, Lyft and Uber might replace a person's private car. So net, there could be fewer cars. But if it's competing against buses or trains, as it often does in New York, you get this addition to congestion.
Right. I know there's been another recent study in Boston, and I know that found that it's been more congestion as a result. And I know San Francisco's also been scrutinizing this really hard. But you're right. In other cities, it could serve as just a vehicle that's being replaced.
What do we know about the economic conditions for people who drive for Lyft and Uber, et cetera?
What caused a lot of the recent criticism and backlash in New York City in particular has been a string of suicides involving drivers who had very intense emotional experiences trying to grapple with serious amounts of debt that they had taken on to work full time as taxi drivers or black car drivers. You know, over time, within months, you saw that there was more and more people speaking out and more people dying. And that's, you know, what I think has really kind of brought the city to the point where it was considering a vote to cap cars for a year.
Now, Uber and Lyft, et cetera, would point out that it provides jobs to drivers.
There are people who drive for Uber and Lyft full time, and it is a way for them to pay bills if they're needing work in between jobs. The points that Uber and Lyft make, they make sense, but clearly the status quo isn't working out for everyone.
Ryan Felton is a senior reporter for Jalopnik, which covers all things automotive and transportation. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.